of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, he's never early.
Good evening, you guys. Are you guys ready to worship? Good. All right, well, I'm going to read. You can read with me. It'll be on the screens. It's Zechariah 2:10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. So that's why we're here. We're here to worship him. We're here to cry out to him, like in 2 Chronicles where it says, if my people humble themselves and repent of their sins and seek my face, I will hear them if they call me by their name, and I will heal their land. So that's why we're here. I want you guys to know and to just remind you that you're free to worship here however it is you want to worship. You can stand, you can sit, you can raise your arms. If you feel the need to get on your knees, go for it. We're not here to look at each other. We're just here to look at Jesus. So let's sing to him.
There will be breakthrough. open the heavens. Almighty God, you are overcome, defender of my heart. By your power, the oceans open wide. Your fire falls down, heaven and earth arise.
You are holy. unapproachable light, but we can be near to you now because of what Jesus did. Lord, may we not take that access for granted, and help us to truly press in, knowing that you will meet with us.
Father, we have come to bow down in worship, lifting up our hearts, we bow down in prayer.
Get our eyes off of ourselves and look to you, Lord. You are our salvation. You're our strength. You're our comfort. So, Lord, minister to us as we partake of communion, Lord, remembering the precious sacrifice you gave for us, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Seat for a moment. We want to take a moment and here at the middle of our worship time and take communion, because the Bible makes clear that our worship is always in response to the Lord. That's why we worship, not ultimately to get him to do something. We worship him because of what he's already done, who he is and what he's done for us. You know, Paul tells us in Romans 12:1, therefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you offer your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your pleasing and acceptable worship. And of course, there's no greater work of the Lord. There's no greater defining reality of his mercy towards us than at the cross. The greatest work God has done for us is in the fact that he allowed his perfect and sinless Son to come into this world, wrap himself in our skin, live our lives, and then go to the cross where he paid the penalty for our sin, took the wrath that we deserved upon himself, so that we might be forgiven, so that we might be clothed in his righteousness, so that we can have this opportunity like tonight to draw near to him. Not afraid, but as a child draws near to their father in love and intimacy, all because of that blood that was shed. So that's what we want to remember tonight. That's what we want to give thanks for. And again, as we worship, it's, yes, a part of worship is offering the words out of our mouth, but we understand ultimately part of that acceptable worship to the Lord is our hearts. God looks at our hearts. God looks at the way we're living. And so these next few moments are a great opportunity for us to get those hearts right. That if there's any sin, if there's anything in our lives that's out of line with the one who shed his blood for us, this is our opportunity to confess those things
and allow that blood to wash us and cleanse us. Because the beautiful reality is, no matter what we brought into this place tonight, his blood is sufficient to wash all of that away, to cleanse us. Where we may be distant, when we confess, when we repent, by the blood, we're able to draw near. And so tonight, during this next song, you're invited to come forward, grab a cracker, grab juice, take it back to your seat. We're not going to take it together. When you're ready, you can partake of communion and remember the Lord. Remember what your Savior has done. I remind you of these words from Paul when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, Paul says he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" So we want to remember tonight. We want to remember the great act of our God. The ultimate reason we worship him tonight. That blood that was shed. That body. That blood. So let's pray. And then you're invited to come. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that we have a reason to sing tonight. God, you've proven that you are the one true God. You've proven that you are worthy of our worship. Father, as we look upon your Son hanging on that cross, Lord, taking our place, taking the position that we deserve as the object of your wrath for our sin, and yet willingly receiving that judgment poured out upon him so that we might be forgiven, God, so that we might be cleansed, so that we might be made whole and can now know you in an intimate and personal way and have life forever. And so, Father, we worship you for that tonight. We remember what you have done for us. And Father, if there's anything in our hearts, Lord, that's standing in the way of us truly being able to draw near to you tonight and give you the fullness of ourselves, Lord, would you, by the power of your Spirit, give us the strength to humble ourselves and confess that and lay that before you and receive the cleansing that you are so ready to provide. So we love you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Cry out this unending song. Holy is Laying every crown at your feet.
before thee. For being our lamb of sacrifice, Lord. Lord, we worship you. We lift you high, Jesus. Lord, I pray that your people would feel your love tonight, God. The love that compelled you to go to the cross for me and for them, Lord. Satiate us with your love, Lord. We love you. Thank you for your love and your goodness.
I'm not afraid to die.
called sin and shame. They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. We called death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came and he died and he rose. Those giants are dead now. Well, that was good. You guys sound great.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to our live stream. We love and appreciate every one of you. If you're in need of prayer, please call the number on your screen or visit the prayer page on our website and let us know how we can pray for you. If you're into social media, be sure and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel and ring the bell to be notified when we go live or post a new video. And lastly, you can download our church app by going to calvaryknoxville.org/app. Thanks again for watching, and God bless.